They just start having their will and having their way. You know, downhill run. And, you know, Aubrey is a hard running back, hard nose back. You can't let that guy get a lot of steam downhill. And that's really what we let him do. And, you know, they came out, they out physicaled us today. And that's on every dimension. So they wanted it more than us. And that's why the score reflected that. So the good thing about this league is you got 16 games. So, you know, just because you start off 1-1 don't mean too much. So we just got to go back to drawing board. We got a good team in Tennessee coming in next week. And I think that from here on out, I know I want to forget about this game. Preferably don't prefer to watch this tape. And just move on, man, to Tennessee. That's a good team, and we want to try to get a win and off in front of our home crowd.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That was Brown safety Tashawn Gibson after the team's loss to the Jets. Matt, as a player, you say, you know, you don't want to watch this tape, but don't you need to watch this tape? And isn't that part of the process, is going through it and seeing the badness and confronting it and dealing with it and maybe even getting mad and figuring out a way to clean it up?
It is. And I find it very, very hard to believe that any team, whether it's college or professional, ever, you know, kind of buries. I know there's some cliche, you know, routines out there where coaches really literally want to dig a hole and bury this film. But I promise you, the players have watched it either on the plane back at some point, because especially this staff, because Coach Pettine has put the emphasis time and time again on watching the tape, evaluating it, saying it's great teaching tape. There's a lot to learn from this football game. I think there's a and for John DeFilippo and Jim O'Neill, there's a lot to learn. Some they can take, you know, of course, evaluating themselves as the Cleveland Browns. But then you also have to look at the other side and say, what did the Jets do well against us? Because it's probably not going to be the last time we see that type of route combination, that type of blitz, that success in a defensive front and their ability to stop this style of running. Well, how do we combat that? How do we come back with something bigger and better?
They will certainly need to find that out. 216-578-0850. I believe we've got Sharon in Broadview Heights with us. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Nathan. Thanks for having me on. I really enjoy your show.
You got it. Thank you.
I'm a season ticket holder since 1999, and you know, I have to ask, I just wonder, where is the return for the fans? You know, when is enough enough? The game yesterday was sloppy. It was, they were undisciplined. The players were uninspired. You cannot have those penalties. It was just a joke. I see this team as having a tremendous amount of talent, and then they have to figure out how to turn it around. And it's very frustrating for us as fans, especially for us fans who show up and who even travel when the team travels. And it's really disheartening. And I was really, just on a final note, and I'll let you guys go. The press conference yesterday by Mike Pettine, I was disappointed with his press conference. I understand he's a low-key guy, but he's got to have a little more passion and leadership. He made a comment at the press conference about how he said something to the effect of, well, there was good things and there was bad things. There was nothing good from that game. There was nothing good. The only thing good is that hopefully they'll learn something from it. But anyway, thanks for having me on, guys.
Appreciate the call, Sharon. Thank you. Let's go north of the border to Cam in Canada. Cam, even you, my friend, cannot be overly positive after what happened yesterday.
Oh, I'm Kip Dynamite. I'm a little bit TO'd.
Yeah.
I can't say the other word. I'm TO'd. No, it's brutal. Like, and guys, I'm going to say this right now. I mean, I've been a part of, I'm not being arrogant, I've been a part of 10 state or provincial championships up here. I don't say it to be arrogant, but I've had some experience with winning. I picked 13-0 yesterday on my picks, excluding the Browns game, which took me down, but that's my home team. Like, I'm not a novice at this. I'm not an expert, but I'm not a novice. But you've never once heard me in the past 2 years, past year and a half, you've never once heard me fight for Mike Pettine. It's never happened. You go back through any of the tapes, go back through anything that's gone on, you've never once heard me defend him on your show. And yesterday, you evaluate an organization, on-field presentation by management, the technical side, the vision. I mean, the game flag itself is an indictable offense. The fact that he didn't call for the challenge, the penalties, McCowan, you can't have it both ways. If you got a guy that's going to run like that, I've been a part of 10 provincial championships. My quarterbacks, our quarterbacks have always known exactly what the cue is, when to get down, when not to. As far as execution, 3 tries for a point after, the concussion situation with McCowan, there's nothing you can do about it. the culture. The team quit yesterday. They quit. That team quit yesterday. You guys can defend it all you want. They didn't even want to be there halfway through. And the other thing is, you know, I called it out 2 weeks ago. I said there's something wrong. Nathan, you would have gotten the tweet. There's something wrong in the offensive line room. There's something wrong with the coach. They find out that Moeller's having personal issues. Like, I'm not coming around half-cocked here. This guy, he's never heard me defend him once, and it's for a reason. This guy is not ready to coach at the National Football League level. He's not. Yesterday, even if yesterday, that's an extension of seven games now where this kind of circus has taken place. He's not ready. He's not ready. I'm sorry. He's not ready.
All right, Cam, appreciate the phone call. It was rough. If Cam from Canada is down,
jeez,
you know it was rough. And listen, when it's now six in a row that they've lost,
yes,
dating back to last year. So for a lot of the guys on this roster, it's six games in a row. How does that, you know, does that start to play into things? Because I'm getting a lot of tweets, and maybe, I don't know if you saw it on TV, you watched the game on TV yesterday, the body language of this team in the second half.
Yeah, it was concerning.
It
was very concerning, and especially with it being week one. And I think at points where you saw bad body language, as I just talked about, you know, earlier in the first hour of the show, saying, you know, had Alex Mack not had the one penalty after the Johnny scramble for 20 plus yards, you're now in Jets territory. You go score, it's a seven point football game. And I think if you've watched enough NFL football, you know that that's not all that much. Look at what the Dallas Cowboys did last night, playing the way they did, giving the football away multiple times with turnovers and able to come back. But, you know, watching that, some of those highlights with individuals that I won't name, you know, making the case, but we don't have players like they have. We don't have a Tony Romo. You know, we don't have this is all without Dez Bryant, you know, Beasley and Terrence Williams and Jason Witten making those plays. So that's what separates us right now. But to your point that led this off, I can't personally think of this being six in a row. Yes, you can add it together, the five that we lost in a row to end last season and this being the one. This is a fresh start. This is a new team, new year, new whatever. You kind of, the same way you bury a tape, you buried last year. There's nothing you can change now. All you can change is right now. So I don't necessarily feel that some of the guys that might think, oh, six in a row, that's not a thought. It's we're 0-1. It's your lead thought was it's just one game, you know, and we have a great opportunity to get to 1-1. And the optimism that I had, you know, going to the restroom in between segments was we're tied for second place in our division.
One game out of first behind the only team to win from the AFC North, the Cincinnati Bengals. They're the only team to get it done. All right, let's go now. We've got a couple more calls we'll get in here. We've got Phil in Brecksville. Phil, welcome to the show today.
Nathan, Matt, thanks. You know, honestly, you know, we've all seen companies in crisis and businesses in crisis, and this team is in crisis. You know, you look at the players, you know, I think that there's too many players playing for the lifestyle, not enough playing for the uniform. The penalties, honestly, the penalties were terrible, but look at who made the penalties. These are our leaders, Kruger, Hayden, Mack. I mean, these are the people that we rely on to not make these penalties, to show the veteran leadership. And, you know, it just goes down to, you can tell me as many times, the Brown fans, we're not stupid. You can say as many times you want that they're on the same page. But if you read between the lines, when someone asked Mike Pettine, you know, did Ray Farmer know about Terrell Pryor? His words were that he spitballed a lot of things to them. You know what that means to me if you read between the lines? It reads between the lines that you have two coaches, $2 million executives that are both fighting for their jobs, that can't get together and are pushing it back on each other. Look, if you want to change the culture, and I can't believe I'm saying this, you got to change the people. I was in Pettine's corner for years, not like my friend from Canada, and I'm off the boat now. I think we have to change the culture. We have to change the players. And I think these players are as culpable as anybody. These are million-dollar guys that just think that they've made it.
Browns certainly have a lot of work to do after this Sunday. I don't think anybody would doubt that. All right, let's go. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll get a couple more callers and give our final thoughts after what can only be described as an absolutely disappointing season opener for the Browns against the New York Jets.